Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally put in something odd, a recording, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. Last week I played mostly traditional gospel, bluegrass, old-timey, that sort of thing. This week we're back to the regular mix, although we're going to start off with something traditional. First off is East Virginia from Dana and Sue Robinson. And these are my roots that this is giving you. Even though I'm from the western part of the state, this is a good song with that kind of music we have around us in the Appalachians. East Virginia by Dana and Susan Robinson.
Thank you.
East Virginia by Dana and Susan Robinson. The next song is by Elvis Presley, certainly one of the heroes of my generation. Elvis faded late in his career, and many people said he kind of lost it. But there are those critics who say no. Even though he may have been physically failing, his talent and his skill and his power were still there at the end of his career. And this is a good example. This is, I think, recorded fairly late in his career, probably within a month or two of his death. And this is him singing Unchained Melody. He introduces it, so you get to hear him talk for a little bit. Here's Elvis Presley, late in his career, and you can feel the power in this voice. At least I can. See what you think. Elvis Presley, Unchained Melody.
I gotta do this first. This is a song that I just recorded. And, it's an old song called Unchained Melody. I have to play the piano, so it'll take just a second. I don't know all the chords, so if you hear me, get my fingers caught and put in the keys back here, you know what it is. Now, shall I? You gotta make it your mind, son. You gotta hold the microphone, put the scarf on, hold the pig, hold the ring, show me the right keys. Got it? Okay. This song is, I just recorded it and it, I don't know. Is it out?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks it'll be out? Unchained Melody. From an album called Unchained Melody. Makes a lot of sense. Okay.
How you like it so far?
Oh, my love, my darling, I hungered for your touch alone.
That was Elvis Presley singing Unchained Melody. A Rolling Stone magazine said that that performance was the last great moment of his career. That was on June 21st, 1977, and he died later that year. The next song is The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart by Randy Travis. And this is one of those songs that just captured me. It's always been right in my top 10. Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart by Randy Travis.
Since the day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion you'd come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start. And I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. Now this home we have built is still standing, its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start. And I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. We can't just block it out, we've got to talk it out, until our hearts get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it, I can't go on like this, it hurts too much. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start. And I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart.
Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart by Randy Travis. The next song is Windmills of Your Mind by Sting. It has an interesting pedigree. When the movie The Thomas Crown Affair was made in 1968, the producers and directors thought they needed a song for a particular scene, and they commissioned a French songwriter to write the tune, which he did. And then they wanted to make up lyrics for it, so they did. And they said they felt it had to be kind of a a mind trip. And so these are the words they chose, and I think it is a mind trip. And then the song, when they made a remake of that movie many years later, they came up and put the same song in. And this time they did it by using Sting. So this is the one we're going to hear. We're going to hear the second version, and I play both on the show sometimes. So this is Sting singing Windmills of Your Mind.
Spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Never shone like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. Are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Jangle in your head. Why does summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? Was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning wheel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, an ever spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
That was The Windmills of Your Mind, sung by Sting. Well, the next song goes back pretty far. This is a 1941 recording by a group called the Sons of the Pioneers, and the song is called Cool Water. It was kind of a hit that year, but in 1948, Another group came along and it became a big hit. I like both versions. It's a story about water, and someday the whole world may be living this story. But at this point, the singer of the song is definitely short on water. This is Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers.
All day I've faced a barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water, moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads a burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool water, clear water, keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you? The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water, cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show. Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads a burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you?
Cool, clear water. That was Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers. Well, the name of this show is Wombats and Music, and next up is a wombat. A wombat's the name I give to anything that's not a commercial recording, a little bit odd and different. In this case, it's me singing a song. The name of the song is The Good Old Way, and I have a story for it. I used to go to these folk music weekends, and we were there one weekend, and there was a group from England traveling around. They're sort of semi-professional. They were a club in some city, and they'd managed to get someone to pay their way to come over and sing in various places. But they weren't all professionals. They were just people who liked to sing. And they decided to come on one of our weekends, so that we didn't pay them to come. They were just guests like the rest of us. But they were really great singers. And they did groups as a chorus, and then some of them sang solos. One woman got up and sang this song, and I and others were captured by it. And we got it, recorded it, learned it, and this is my version of The Good Old Way.
For I know I have, and I feel I have, a sweet hope of glory in my soul. For I know I have, and I feel I have, a sweet hope of glory in my soul.
You have to learn the rest on the fly.
Raise up your hearts, Emmanuel's friends, and take the pleasure that Jesus sends. Let nothing cause you to delay, but hasten in the good old way. For I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul.
I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul, for I know I have, and I feel I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. Our conflicts here, though great they be, shall not prevent our victory if we but watch and strive and pray like soldiers in the good old way. For I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. For I know I have, and I feel I have, a sweet hope of glory in my soul. Though Satan may his powers employ, our happiness for to destroy, yet never fear, we'll gain the day by marching in the good old way. For I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. For I know I have, and I feel I have, a sweet hope of glory in my soul. And far beyond this distant shore we'll meet with those who have gone before, and shout to think we've gained the day by working in the good old way. For I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. For I know I have, and I feel I have, a sweet hope of glory in my soul. Ye valiant souls, for heaven contend, remember glory is at the end, and our God will wipe our tears away when we have run the good old way. For I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. I have a sweet hope of glory in my soul. For I know I have, and I feel I have, a sweet hope of glory in my soul.
That was The Good Old Way, sung by Harry Baya, accompanied by the group I refer to as the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus. The next song, Lake of Pontchartrain, it's a love story. You know, you can fall in love in an instant, and this song has that happen. And then this is the story of what comes next when you fall in love in an instant. This is called The Lakes of Pontchartrain, and it's performed by Sed Theros and features Barry Bradley.
As on one bright March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and I too road to Jackson Town, fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled me heart with longing for the lakes upon. I stepped on board a railroad car beneath the morning sun, and I rode the rods till evening. I laid me down again. All strangers there, no friends to meet, dark air towards me came, with me Creole girl by the lakes on the train. I said, my pretty Creole girl, my money here's no good. And if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain. Are we never turned? By the lakes on the train.
Of the Pontchartrain, sung by Barry Bradley with Sed Theros. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College and also from WISE in Wise, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are special and occasionally put in something odd, a story, a joke, a reading, a recording I've made, and I call those things wombats. And tonight we had a wombat, the good old way. But now we're moving on. The next song is by Tracy Chapman. Tracy Chapman is one of the few voices that are utterly unique to me. Many songs I like a lot, and the voice is good, and the arrangement's good, but some songs, the voice transcends everything. Tracy Chapman has one of those voices, and I think part of it is she picks songs that the voices work with perfectly. So this is one of those. This is Baby, Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman.
Baby,
sorry. Forgive me.
Baby, Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman. Next up is something that's almost a wombat. It's a Bach fugue. This is a fugue in E minor, and it's sung by the Swingle Singers. The Swingle Singers, I think there are 8 of them, I'm not sure of that, but what they do is they take a piece of music, like a classical piece, and with no instruments, just a human voice, each of the voices will take one of the instruments and they put it together, and you can hear the classical music. And I love it because often with the instruments, I can't differentiate the different instruments. But with the voices, I can hear distinct voices. So I get to hear all the parts. So this is Fugue in E Minor by the Swingle Singers. Ba 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 That was Johann Sebastian Bach's Fugue in E minor from the Well-Tempered Clavier, sung by the Swingle Singers. The next song is a traditional gospel song that I learned as a child, The Battle of Jericho. And usually when I play a traditional song, I'd rather play it by people playing in traditional style. But in this case, the singers are the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And sometimes I think they kind of lose the origins of some of the music they sing, but not on this one. To me, they got this one. They picked up the Battle of Jericho, the spirit of the whole thing. This is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, who, in my opinion, are doing it right.
Joshua fit the battle, it's the Battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle, it's the Battle of Jericho.
That was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. And we're going to be a slight change in mood here, a different genre. This is the Oak Ridge Boys singing Y'all Come Back Saloon.
She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon.
In a voice soft and trembling, she'd sing her song to Cowboy as a smoky halo circled round her raven head. And all the fallen angels, the pinball playing rounders, stopped the games that they'd been playing for the loser's evening prayer.
Faded love and faded memories, how they linger in her mind. Miles and years played the cowboy like an old melody, out of tune and out of time.
Every night in the shadows, thinking back on Amarillo. He'd dream of better days and ask for faded love, lifting high his glass in honor of the lady and her song. He paid his check, then lonely walked that broken cowboy home. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million. But the one most requested by the man she knew as cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as cowboy.
You just heard the Oak Ridge Boys with Y'all Come Back Saloon. And next up is John Stewart singing Some Kind of Love. John Stewart's not that well known. He was with the Kingston Trio late in their career and had a number of hits. But I fell in love with his music, and I like this particular song a lot. Some Kind of Love by John Stewart.
Some kind of love is like gold, that is the hardest to hold, for it catches the eye of each thief passing by. Some kind of love is like gold. Some kind of love comes too soon, that kind of love heals your wounds. When your wounds are all healed and you're back on your wheels, you say that kind of love came too soon. Some kind of love, some kind of love, everyone's looking for some kind of love. Some kind of love, some kind of love, everyone's looking for some kind of love. That kind of love starts as friends, that kind of love never ends, for it comes on as slow as a flower in snow. Some kind of love starts as friends, some kind of love tears you apart, for you knew it was wrong from the start. Some kind of love tears apart. Some kind of love, some kind of love, everyone's looking for some kind of love. Some kind of love, some kind of love, everyone's looking for some kind of love. Some kind of love is like gold. Some kind of love, some kind of love, everyone's looking. some kind of love.
Some Kind of Love by John Stewart. The next song is Send in the Clowns by Judy Collins. And I love Judy Collins' voice, and she's done so many wonderful songs. And this has long been one of my favorites. But after I got to know the song and liked it, I found out what it was all about, kind of. Send in the Clowns. What does that mean? Well, it turns out that in circus talk, when you have a circus show going on, and if something goes amiss, you know, like maybe one of the trapeze artists falls, or a lion gets out for a while and maybe hurts someone or scares people and has to be, you know, they're trying to get the show back on track, the ringmaster sends in the clowns. That's what you do. When things go awry in a circus, send in the clowns. And they fill up the time until you're ready to get back on track. So this is Judy Collins singing about what do you do when your life falls apart? What do you do when the love of your life leaves and something ends? Send in the clowns.
Isn't it queer losing my timing this late in my career? But where are the clowns? There ought to be. be clowns. Well, maybe.
Judy Collins with Send in the Clowns. So, I mentioned earlier, what do you do when your life falls apart? Probably you've been there. If you haven't, you will be. It happens. And what you do is, it's like when the ship sinks underneath you. You grab onto anything that floats. You do what you have to survive. You don't have the presence of mind to think of sending in the clowns. Maybe the clowns come in on their own. But when life throws you for a real bounce, you just do whatever you can to hang on until you get out of the mess. And in Judy Collins' case, it's send in the clowns. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are special and put an occasional wombat. And now it's time to close the show by inviting you to join me in audience participation time. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.